from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Lucy Birds versus Taylor Mathis. So Lucy works for us here at Odyssey. Yeah. She does shows on BetQL. And I guess she has become prominent. You know, she's got like 50,000 followers on Twitter. I would assume as many on Instagram, if not more. She does like walking bets and basically just records herself walking down the street, shows what outfit she's wearing, gives out a couple bets, whatever.
A little different than Frank the Tank walks, huh?
Much different.
Yeah, all right.
I would assume. So then Taylor Mathis, who... Fleegs was telling me in the break, I think he used to work for Superbook Sports.
She's the one that used to go with Sal?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I guess then she started doing, she came across my timeline a couple of weeks ago doing walking bets, and you would notice her right away.
Why is this?
Okay. All right. I can read between the lines. Okay. So she ripped off the walking bets.
So she started doing the walking bets.
People love to rip things off. Right? Come up with your own, you know, original idea.
Now, I didn't see any shrapnel until somebody posted something about Portnoy, like criticizing one of their podcast hosts or whatever for having low numbers. And I guess Taylor Mathis commented and was like, oh, like walking bets does better views. So Lucy Burge, this is the first, I think, shot fired. Lucy Burge comments, you know, quotes that and says, you know, basically how it's straight robbery from me. So then
ripping off her material.
Yeah. So she called her out for it. And then I guess Taylor got, you know, in the comment section, which you should never read on Twitter, even if you're an attractive looking woman. I guess she started doing that, got very upset. She decided to post a video. I think this was late Thursday night.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to come on here and say that, like, I never claimed that that the walking bets was my thing. I feel like I have tried to repost Lucy's content, say that she started it.
So you could tell she's getting very emotional.
Mm. I'm just not the type of person who, like, I'm like trying not to get super upset about this whole thing.
Oh boy.
I feel like I want to do whatever I can to just uplift other people on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you got two attractive looking women, one doing the walking bets, the other one rips it off, one calls the other one out for it, and then
the question I would have is, did she credit Lucy numerous times? Because if so, it's very flattering. Then it's to me, that's nothing more than all these YouTubers that come up with something creative and then 9,000 other people try and do the same thing.
I don't understand
that. Attractive women shaking the booty.
Yeah,
all right.
Some of that.
That's right, Steve.
Steve's very into those things.
But she did do that as she claims, and I would think that's very flattering to Lucy. But I don't know. I don't know her.
I got a buddy. I've got a buddy who does the Portnoy pizza reviews on Facebook, and I'm like, what?
And how does that go for him? What do people mock him for?
I mock him relentlessly. I'm like, dude, like what? He's already known for this. He does it better than you'll ever do it. People watch him. They're not coming onto Facebook to watch you. Like, can we find something else to do?
But I guess it hits.
And he's just like, what does it matter? He's like, it's popular for him. I don't know.
How many views is he getting?
Facebook.
Like 50?
It's not even like, he's not like live. He posts these just to his standard Facebook page. I never understood like what.
There's probably thousands of people that, you know, like you, like your friend of maybe what, a couple hundred Facebook friends that probably do this stuff. I don't know. People got nothing better to do. A lot of people are losers.
that much is true.
Like, why would you go out of your way to do the same? Unless you're idolizing Dave Portnoy and you want to, you know, I don't know, an ode to him? These Why else would you go out of your way? Nobody cares about what pizza you're eating and the review you're giving. Sick, dude.
These are the questions I ask, just like I would question why you played the first quarter money line of a third preseason game. But, you know.
People are losers.
Society just blowing ass.
That too.
So this is how Taylor wrapped up her video.
I feel like we should be lifting each other up and not, quote unquote, competing. That's just my take, and I hope everybody has a great day, and I will not be doing any content today. I need a break.
So she got bullied into not doing content for the day.
That's it. I don't know them. So.
Well, that's the thing. It is a competition.
Competition, yes.
Right? Who can get more followers? So yes, she stole it. That's capitalist society.
Yes, but that's also, like I'm saying, even with YouTube, the more subscribers you get, maybe they're watching your content instead of someone else's. It's everything's a competition.
Yeah. So I think Lucy was right to call her out. Taylor was right to, I guess, play the victim card, but also like acknowledging, like you said, she did credit her.
Maybe we'll get Lucy on this week, get her side of the story, and we can talk some football with her.
Maybe she can come talk some trash.
Maybe. You never know.
Suck it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.